Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. There are some things that are just simply incredible. One such blessing of our salvation in Jesus Christ is the treasure of true contentment. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, the Apostle Paul says this incredible truth, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content." In verse 10, he wrote, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity." In those days, you couldn't simply wire the funds to the Apostle Paul's bank account. Not to mention, Paul's journeys were frequent, which made him a difficult man to locate. Whatever the exact circumstances were, Paul said they lacked opportunity. Although the church loved the apostle dearly, it had been a while since they were able to send him a gift. Paul, having recently received their gift delivered by Epaphroditus, rejoiced in the Lord that the Philippians' care for him had flourished again. Paul makes it clear that he was glad for their gift, but his contentment and joy ultimately comes from God. "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content," he says. And then verse 12, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." Paul had needs, but his attitude wasn't needy, wanting, or discontented. Rather, he was content with God's dealings and provision in his life. This wasn't something that happened overnight. Note this key phrase in verse 11, "I learned to be content." I learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. What a lesson to learn. I'm sure it was by no means an easy one. Paul faced numerous difficulties and hardship. From Scripture, we know he also wrestled with the reality of sin in the believer's life. He was thrust into situation after situation that would test his contentment, being shipwrecked 3 times and spending a night and a day in the ocean, being beaten close to death, the thorn in his flesh, and more. And here specifically, when Paul was put in situations where he hadn't received material support from supporting churches, at least for a while, he would at times be forced to face circumstances where he would be hungry and lacking. Paul could have become bitter, and if left to himself, we have every reason to believe that he would have. The key to Paul's contentment is found in verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul learned contentment because Christ taught him. Paul lived with contentment because Christ strengthened him. To see this foundation upon which the doctrine of contentment was built, we can survey what Paul had written to the Philippians already in his letter. God, who began a good work in believers, would complete it. He had eyes to see how difficult circumstances like imprisonment could be a means through which the gospel advanced. He knew that the main purpose for living was Christ, the same Christ who humbled himself to the point of death on a cross. Paul knew that the Holy Spirit worked inside the believer to both will and to do the good pleasure of God. He knew it was God's will for believers to not complain, and he knew that his suffering was a part of sacrificial living for the body of Christ. He knew that there's always reason to rejoice in the Lord, and he knew that there was fellowship to be had with Christ in the midst of suffering. He knew that regardless of circumstances, you can please God wherever you are by growing closer with Jesus Christ. These are things that Paul taught the Philippians by the Holy Spirit's revelation, but they were also things that were applied to his own heart through the Spirit's work of sanctification. You and I should take courage then, because we too have the teaching of the Spirit and the Spirit-inspired text of Scripture. And we know that godliness with contentment is great gain, 1 Timothy 6:6. We have the highest motivation for contentment. We find Hebrews 13, verse 5, which tells us, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." If you are a Christian, you have Jesus with you and in you, never to leave you or forsake you. This provides the ultimate reason that compels us to be content. And you can expect that the same Christ who indwells you through the Holy Spirit will continue to teach you contentment and strengthen you to live this reality in everyday life. Let us, through God's grace, be able to say, "For I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." This has been Pastor Darren Smith from Marietta Bible Church.